back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, in case you were lonesome for Donald Trump, crooked Donald Trump, in case you were lonesome for him, we thought he won't be in Milwaukee till August 20 at the Panther Arena, 400 West Kilbourne. Opens up at 8 in the morning. Plus $39 to get in. If you want to be in the presidential section near him, it's $3,995. You got a spare $4,000 lying around? I don't know. Maybe spare $4,000. It's only a 5,000 capacity. They're deliberately lowballing it because they would not fill anything bigger, and they may not fill this one. And if they do fill it, it's because they pack it. They're going to waive the $39, stuff people in at the end, grab them off the sidewalk and carry them in, that kind of thing. Trump probably won't be speaking until the very end, like 5 o'clock, trying to get on the evening news. This is August 20. He's going to be there with Don Trump Jr., Crooked Mike Pompeo, Dinesh D'Souza, who is a right-wing guy, really bad right-wing guy, Dinesh D'Souza. In any event, if you're lonesome and you're one of the people who want to see Donald Trump, well, good news. Well, maybe not good news. On Friday, August 5th, a week from this Friday, August 5th, he's going to be in Waukesha at the fairgrounds, stumping for Michaels. He's going to speak about 7 p.m. Gates are going to open a lot earlier. They're going to try to pack people in. I don't think they're charging. Speaking for Michaels. Well, what happened in response to that? What happened in response to that is that Cruz, a human lizard, I mean, Cruz gives me the willies whenever I look at Cruz. Cruz then immediately endorsed the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, to try to differentiate himself. It was unbelievable. Too much Trump. Go to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Well, and this may be just a chance for nothing but speculation, but given your background as a attorney, Matt, I'd be very interested in your speculation on this. People have been speculating on whether DOJ and Garland are pursuing this January 6th investigation with enough vigor. And apparently there was some discussion on TV last night where a former DOJ employee said Garland is, quote, doing nothing. You know, this is not advancing at all. What kind of signs would you be looking for to know whether a grand jury was, quote, doing nothing or moving forward? What, I mean, would you just stand outside the door and watch who might be coming in to be subpoenaed? I mean, I had heard that there were over 100 lawyers that had been pulled from other parts of DOJ to work on the January 6th investigation. But what sort of indications would you as a lawyer look at to think, okay, things are moving forward or they're not? Thanks, Matt. I'll take my answer off air.
Yeah, Joe, thanks a lot. That's a very profound question. I want to dig into that right now. Because it really comes down to this. I do not believe that Merrick Garland has the guts to prosecute Donald Trump. And I wish that Biden had appointed a lot more aggressive attorney general. And here are my reasons, and then here's my reading of that statement that you just mentioned that did occur yesterday, and people who are not totally conversant with the law go, oh, maybe he'll prosecute him. Merrick Garland is a very distinguished guy. He was on the D.C. Court of Appeals. And at that level, everybody, you know, praises you about how smart you are and, you know, how honorable you are. In fact, judges are called honorable. That's how they are. You know, we now introduce the next speaker, the Honorable Merrick Garland. It's very much like almost the Middle Ages, where various levels of aristocracy are called venerable and his lordship and all that. Okay, so you fast forward. This guy's not a prosecutor. I don't know if he was when he was younger, but he's basically a very well-known lawyer who likes to be liked. He's not like a Bobby Kennedy who goes at it, okay? He likes to be liked. And he's a good man, don't get me wrong. But in any event, somebody from the DOJ had said yesterday, and suddenly it pops up on MSNBC and CNN and everywhere else, that, he's going to prosecute Trump, he's getting close, blah, blah, blah. I saw the interview. I think it was with Lester Holt. I don't know if you saw it, but it was on several stations last night. And Merrick Garland is asked, look at his eyes, look at his demeanor. Merrick Garland was asked by the interviewer, and I think it was Lester Holt, are you considering charging Donald Trump? Garland's eyes were weak and uncertain, in my view, but he said, nobody's above the law. We're going to follow the evidence wherever it leads, and it's not without fear or favor, something along those lines, the usual stuff. Then they follow up, yes, okay, but if it leads to Donald Trump, would you prosecute him? And Merrick Garland said, he just repeated the thing. And the question actually added something, which was, even if he's a presidential candidate. And Garland said, we will pursue the evidence wherever it goes, you know, in this sort of monotone. There was no strength in it. I remember in the beginning of the Ukraine invasion by Russia, one of the things we were doing was going around confiscating oligarch yachts. Remember that? Well, Garland gave a press conference saying, oligarch, wherever you are, you can't hide your yachts. We're going to get them. Well, people are being raped and genocided in Ukraine. This is what occurs to him to say. It was very weak. Very, very weak. So here's my view. And it reminds me of the Mueller investigation, where Mueller had evidence all around of Russian involvement in our election, of money going to Trump, from Russian oligarchs, money. And he came and he said, you know, I can't say there's any evidence on Russian collusion, and then on obstruction, which there was obstruction up the wazoo. That's for Congress to decide. And immediately the Republicans said, oh, there was no collusion. He reminds me, Garland does, of Mueller. What Mueller does and what any prosecutor can do, and everybody must understand this, the standard to convict someone in front of a jury is beyond a reasonable doubt. And there's plenty of authorities and textbooks on how you can argue it and then how you can counter it and all that. However, the standard to charge someone with a criminal offense in the first place to get to the jury is only a preponderance of the evidence. That's the civil standard. So when I've tried civil cases, my burden, if I were suing someone, is only to prove that it's more likely than not that such and such is true. If it's in a criminal case and I'm prosecuting it, the conviction has to be, there's no reasonable doubt, absolutely no reasonable doubt as to what can be done. Now, we're going to a break. Joe, the question was profound. I'm going to get back to it. I'm cut off right now. The lines are open, 844-9-